With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A recycling drop-off center in Basalt shut down on Friday after Picken County pulled funding and Basalt and Eagle County couldn't pay new higher rates to keep it open. Alex Hager reports those local governments are teaming up for an alternative.
Basalt was ready to put up $60,000 to keep the center open, but had to back out when the company running it, Waste Management, asked for double. Now, the town in Eagle County will host a pair of events where people can bring hard-to-dispose-of items such as large electronics, paint, motor oil, tires, and yard waste. Jeff Schroll is the Eagle County manager and says the events won't replace the drop-off center, but still address a need.
I don't know if it's an apples-to-apples comparison or that. It's an alternative.
No date has been announced for the drop-off events yet, but Schroll says they're tentatively scheduled for April and October of this year. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
At a meeting tonight, the town of Stillmath Village will discuss allowing CBD companies to sponsor the JAS Labor Day Experience event, sponsored by Jazz Aspen Stillmath. In the past, the town has nixed sponsorships by cannabis-related businesses. The contract states that the extra scrutiny on such sponsors is to preserve Stillmath's image as an inclusive resort. In a letter to council, Jazz Aspen Stillmath CEO Jim Horowitz asks that they allow sponsorships from CBD companies, saying they've lost out on significant financial contributions, and noting that council recently approved a cannabis shop within the town limits. The Aspen Historical Society's Time Travel Tuesday series kicks off tomorrow with a glimpse at historic photo collections. Kristen Kay has the details.
The event, titled Aspen in Focus, takes a look at the work of photographers from the 1880s through today. Five presenters will focus on different photographers and collections in the Historical Society's public archives. Aspen Historical Society Vice President Nina Gabbianelli is one of the presenters. She says preparing for tomorrow has helped her see Aspen in new, unexpected ways.
I mean, we have, I'm going to say 50,000 images in our collection. I haven't seen them all, and it's just incredible, the stuff that I've learned.
Gabbianelli will perform as Gretel Uhl, who founded the restaurant now known as Bonnie's on Aspen Mountain, in another Time Travel Tuesday about historic ski pioneers. Time Travel Tuesdays takes place at the Wheeler Opera House. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.